Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Art Museum's new exhibition showcases the Jazz Age of the early 20th century. Jazz Age Illustration is the first major exhibition to highlight the era's popular illustrative work and includes special programming and events around it, like jazz concerts and an era-themed gala. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Colin McKinnon sits down with curator Heather Campbell Coyle at the Delaware Art Museum for a first-hand look at Jazz Age Illustration.
Heather, we're sitting here at the Delaware Art Museum, which has just rolled out its latest exhibit, Jazz Age Illustration. It's essentially a one-of-one, and I feel pretty confident in saying that, having just walked through it with you. It's the first major exhibit of its kind, so if you could walk our listeners through the exhibit now and what exactly we're showcasing here.
Absolutely. So Jazz Age Illustration is a project based in the Delaware Art Museum's collection. About 80% of the work, which is almost 200 things, comes from the museum and library collections here. We've been working on the project along with a lot of other things, but we've been working on the project for about 5 years, building it to tell a broad story of American illustration between 1919 and 1942, the so-called Jazz Age.
Okay, yeah, so this is indeed illustrative work based in the early 20th century, and I encourage our listeners to visit our site, the Delaware Art Museum's site, and to visit the museum to see the exhibit, most importantly. But two things here. Why showcase this era's artwork specifically, and how would you describe then what's featured in Jazz Age Illustration in terms of, you know, things like general style, color palettes, and so on?
Okay, so at the Delaware Art Museum, we were founded with American illustration, with the work of Howard Pyle. We are always showing illustration, but we're showing a particular story of illustration, which is largely Howard Pyle and his students' work from the late 19th and early 20th century. So work up through the 20s, but if a somewhat narrow scope of it. The idea with Jazz Age Illustration was to take some of the enormous amount of material that is in our collection that doesn't get shown every day, much of which is work on paper, and work in different styles, and work we've collected recently, particularly work by women and artists of color. So trying to broaden the story that we tell of American illustration in this big exhibition.
So for you personally, then, what are some of your favorites in the exhibit, or maybe some that you think visitors will really take to?
So as a young woman, as a girl even, I loved the 1920s, and I loved Art Deco and 1920s style. And I think those are things that are really well represented, that are kind of fun and surprising for us as the Delaware Art Museum to be featuring. So some of the Art Deco posters, the work of John Held Jr., who was a big deal in this period. He worked mostly in black and white and kind of minimalist, but he didn't just do illustrations for books and magazines, though he did lots of those. He also illustrated barware and designed textiles and posters and brochures, so many things. So it's great to see his work across many media. And perhaps importantly for the story of this exhibition, he illustrated the cover of Tales of the Jazz Age by F. Scott Fitzgerald, which is kind of how the period gets its name.
Well, you might have mentioned this just now, but I know you said when we were walking through the exhibit that there are, what, 126 pieces that make up this exhibit? And then there's, you know, dozens of publications and physical objects and whatnot that make up Jazz Age Illustration. Do I have that right?
Yes, there's 126 works on the walls and 69 in cases. It's an enormous exhibition for us. We borrowed from 15 different private collectors and other institutions, especially to help us tell stories that we can't tell as well as we'd like to yet. In particular, we borrowed a lot of work to represent the Harlem Renaissance, which was such an important part of what visual culture of the early of the 1920s and 30s was.
And as you also mentioned earlier, then, this exhibit kicks off the museum's Year of the Illustrator, which comes with a a true bevy of events and special programming. So can you tell us more about that and what's all a part of this Year of the Illustrator?
Sure. So the Year of the Illustrator is a celebration of the new narratives we are telling around illustration. Illustration as a more diverse medium, and illustrators as a more diverse group of practitioners. So we will be having a Jazz Age Gala. We are having a where people can come in costume, should they choose to, or in outfits inspired by the 1920s and 30s. We are having gallery talks, and of course we are having a jazz series. Jazz is an ongoing art form, so many current jazz players coming here to present as well. And we are hosting a symposium where people who really want to learn deeply about the Jazz Age from academics can hear some of the latest research. Our show, The Jazz Age, is really only a slice of the scholarship that's being done and a slice of the artists. So I'm so excited for the symposium to present even more perspectives on what's happening.
And all the dates and the times for everything going on with Year of the Illustrator is on the Delaware Art Museum's website. But there's a lot going on here, Heather. You told me earlier when we were walking through the exhibit that Jazz Age Illustration was originally supposed to happen in 2021. This is essentially 5 years in the making. How much goes into planning something like this?
It does take years to plan a major museum exhibition. 2 years, like 18 months is quick. 2 to 5 years is not unusual at all. You have to identify, you've got to do the research to figure out what you want on the walls. You have to identify where it is. And then you have to ask to borrow things often. And even works from your own collection might need conservation. We had a big grant to do conservation. We conserved 41 things for this exhibition. Just work that hadn't been shown that needed some care.
Well, what are some of those bigger challenges in putting all this together? Is it like logistics stuff or making sure everything has the same through line? Is it playing a game of whack-a-mole in terms of putting out fires and just getting to the finish line? Can you give us an idea of some of those bigger challenges?
When you create an exhibition or program from the ground up, it always has more complicating factors. Our registrars are the ones who kind of keep us on schedule on everything and keep us and make sure all the art gets here safely. They do a lot of work with contracts for this, getting and also with monitoring all of the conservation work that needs to be done on works from the collection. So those things are all long lead things. We asked for the first loans for this show over 2 years ago, knowing that we might not be the only people asking for some of these works, particularly as we knew we were going to be in the 2020s, we wouldn't be the only people looking to celebrate the 1920s. So we asked for the wonderful works from the National Portrait Gallery very early, knowing that there were some other Harlem projects happening.
Right. And there's just so much to this Jazz Age Illustration exhibit and how it works hand in hand with Year of the Illustrator. But from your view, what do you hope people take away from the exhibit and all the programming and the events that come along with it?
I think that just the incredible range of images and illustrators. There's so many styles in that room. There's so many illustrators with different backgrounds and different stories. I want people to see what a diverse time it is. Illustration isn't one story. It's kind of the story of all of us, particularly in that period when illustration was such an important way of representing what was happening and, of course, also what people were aspiring to.
Mm-hmm. So what's something about this exhibit then that might surprise people? Maybe I'm thinking the illustration, the thought processes, I think the evolution of how women are viewed at the time is really interesting. What's something that you think might surprise some folks?
So we certainly have some classic flapper images, which I think people expect when they think of the 1920s, although they might not look exactly like we think of flappers looking now in a costumey sense. But just how new those roles were and how nervous the changes around women's lives made people in this period. It tended to end with a lot of images of the women and the stories behind them. The women were presented either as good girls who dressed in modern clothes, or they were these flapper types, these wild young women were reformed by meeting the right man and marrying them. occasionally they got to stay bad girls, but they were, of course, punished for those sins. So those flapper stories, I think, are one of the really interesting ones for people. And it was an absolute obsession of the period. Our librarian, Rachel Deleterio, has also created an entire illustration show based on in flappers in books, sheet music, and magazines upstairs from our library collection.
Yeah, and I think there's also this really nuanced and really interesting push and pull that's going on with some of the pieces in this exhibit where Black men are not featured in illustrations, let alone magazines at the time, but when they are, they're seen in their societal or placed in their societal roles. There's this one piece where a Black man is essentially, he's on the cover of a magazine alongside a woman, but he is not her peer. He is her, essentially her assistant of sorts. He's carrying all her bags. And so while he's featured prominently, he is still placed in his societal role at the time or of the time. There's another piece where a woman is in the setting of the onset of World War II. And so, you know, women are working in these, you know, non-traditional roles that women wouldn't have normally found themselves in, at least at the time. And so she's dressed like a man. She's eating out of a lunchbox. She's got a sandwich in her hand, you know, the whole nine. But she's reading a fashion magazine. So that's an interesting dichotomy, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that one of the really interesting things about the show is how much it has to tell you about the history of the period. So you see incredible illustrations by artists, by Black artists, by white artists, but you don't see much mixed. As you said, the policy, sort of the de facto policy of many magazines was not to include Black and white figures together, or when they included African-American figures, that they would always be in positions of service. This is really typical in the Saturday Evening Post, but also in many other mainstream magazines. So artists were representing them in, you know, telling stories in particular ways, which is one of the reasons that the Black press needed to evolve, you know, to create their own stories and stories speaking to African-American audiences through the visuals of African-American artists.
Yeah, this exhibit really checks all the boxes. It's an immersive experience. It has, you know, physical objects, a diversity of artwork included, and illustrations. The music, there's jazzy music as you walk through it. It really is expansive. Like I said, it's immersive. But what does the timeline look like for all this? You know, the exhibit, Year of the Illustrator. What's the timeline for this?
So Jazz Age Illustration runs through January 26th, but that's still the beginnings of the Year of the Illustrator. There'll be programming throughout the show, but also programming throughout the year leading until next October, when we will host a traveling exhibition organized by the Norman Rockwell Museum called Imprinted, Illustrating Race. It is looking at representations of African Americans in the popular press from the 18th through the 21st centuries, including many illustrations by African-American artists, sort of reclaiming those visions in the 20th century.
Thanks to Delaware Art Museum curator Heather Campbell Coyle and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on this latest edition of Arts Playlist. You can check out Jazz Age Illustration at the Delaware Art Museum now through January 26, 2025. And we wrap up the green next with Enlighten Me, where we learn about mosquito-borne illnesses that are popping up in the first eight and how to protect yourself from them. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.